You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start in South America and work our way northward, meaning we'll start in Argentina and then we'll end up right here in the United States. Begin with Argentina and their growing conditions, or at least the start of their season.
Well, the weather has been favorable there. Good mix of weather has occurred. A few weeks ago, there was a lot of chatter about too much rain falling in parts of the country, and that was true for a little while. But just like last year when they talked about too much moisture there, the crops came through it very well, and the same thing is going to happen this year. So the crop is often running very well. We are watching Argentina a little closely, though, at the moment, because there is a La Nina in the making, and La Nina events, when they're developing, do tend to rob moisture from Argentina. So a little later this month and into December, we might start seeing some dryness evolve. But for right now, everything's just peaches there.
And on the southern parts of Brazil and the growing regions in that nation?
Most of southern Brazil has had a good mix of rainfall here recently. It's been a little too wet, perhaps, in some of the interior south. Some of those areas have picked up on multiple inches. In fact, I think over the past 7 days, we've seen anywhere from 3.5 upwards to more than 9 inches of rain in some locations in southern Mato Grosso do Sul and western and northern parts of Paraná and neighboring Paraguay. And so some of those areas just really need to dry down. They're actually seeing dry weather today and tomorrow, and that'll be great, but more rain is coming up this weekend. And, you know, when we reach a little further north into the most important soybean-producing areas of Mato Grosso and Goiás, these areas are seeing quite a mix of weather. There's been sufficient rainfall in Goiás to support the crop favorably. But in Mato Grosso, the rainfall is very erratic, and some areas are getting moisture of significance and many others are not. And with temperatures still running upper 80s through the 90s on a daily basis, we're just not getting enough moisture to counter the evaporation, let alone improve the moisture profile so that these crops can handle a few days of dry and warm weather. So it's a very tenuous situation. Some of the crops are still trying to emerge and establish well after being delayed for a few weeks. And the forecast is still offering a daily occurrence of showers in this region, but the rain amounts may be a little bit too light still over a fair amount of the coming 4 or 5 days, and then might improve early next week.
In the United States, Midwestern corn farmers are still trying to get their crop out. Will they have open conditions?
I think that there will be not such a great environment for field work in the coming week for areas coming up out of the Delta and into the eastern Midwest. These areas will probably have a relatively high frequency of light precipitation. It's not going to be heavy or soaking, but it will occur often enough that field progress will be slow. And now in the western part of the Corn Belt, in areas like western Iowa, parts of Missouri and Kansas, Nebraska, I think they will see the most aggressive farming activity. The weather is going to be relatively dry. What brief periods of precipitation do come along is just not likely to last long enough to be a big issue. And then in the upper Midwest, we've already put some snow on the ground in portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and we've got more coming in that same corridor, in fact, starting back in North Dakota and headed over towards Michigan. The frequent occurrence of snowfall there and the likelihood that persistent cool weather is going to be around really raises some questions as to how well some of that late-season harvesting is going to proceed.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.